Morning, friends. I'm going to tell you, you already missed half of the fun. This is the third vestment I put on. I finally match Father. He kept saying, Mark, so I got the other one out. I started to put that on, and he goes, Mark. So then finally the third one. So I said, well, then no wonder Father Marty looked at me funny last night when I got his vestment out for him, and that's what we wore red last night. So we're ahead of the game for Christmas. I told Father, you can't imagine what else you missed. So anyways, I just want to call out any visitors if you're here. That's awesome. Thank you. Are there anybody here? Is there anyone here that are students home to see their family? Are there any of those people here? Sarah? Anyone else? Truly? Really? Or if you're just here visiting mom and dad, maybe you're out of school and you already know it all. But Sarah, can you remind us, Sarah Lytle is here. Can you remind us what your study is? Communications at Ohio State. So Sarah, we just want to remind you how much we pray for you and how proud we are of you, all of you. So let's hear it for Sarah. Her dad asked me to do that. I don't know. So, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, listen, but a body you prepared for me. Merry Christmas. Paul explains it. He takes away the first to establish the second. In other words, the old way of sacrificing these crops and animals, holocaust, whatever it might be, replaced by the sacrament of his body, his presence. His body from conception, his birth, his ministry, the transfiguration, the gift at Calvary, ascension, and then of course to today. Merry Christmas. A body you prepared for me. For the love of Jesus, for the love of the Lamb of God, please don't just let those words slip into the busyness of today and tomorrow. This simple, profound, relevant statement is worth hours of reflection. I know you don't have hours, especially today, but at least some minutes or a second thought about the whole idea. Reflect on it, unwrap it. Unwrap the mystery of this beauty for yourself. So then, a body you prepared for me. Clearly, Paul, he must not have had shopping to do or cooking to do. He reflected on it more than hours, apparently. He says, by this will, we've been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Yeah. Merry Christmas. The old law replaced by the new. Christ, the once and forever sacrifice. Unfathomable, really. Christmas celebrates this, right? This is the Savior that Isaiah prophesied, that Micah prophesied. Isaiah says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. So this is the Christos, Christ, the anointed, the Son, the Lamb of God that the Father sends, Gabriel announces, and Mary delivers to Elizabeth, to us. And clearly, by what we read, we can see that and hear and know that Elizabeth had a special grace to recognize God's deliverance, the presence of the Lord in her young cousin Mary. And yes, John in her womb is the first to acknowledge it. He leaps. But Elizabeth, friends, is the first one to speak witness to the Lord's earthly presence. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. That better sound familiar. So Elizabeth represents the old, Mary the New. This passage we call the Visitation turns the page from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Either way, Elizabeth's sheer joy, her amazement, doesn't it kind of parallel with Peter's when he exclaims at the Transfiguration, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here." Yes, this is the kind of joy, this is the kind of experience that this visitation is. So everyone, Mary and Elizabeth, what are they really doing at this visitation? Okay, a hint. They're doing what we do here so easily, yet find so difficult to do out there. What so simple, yet so affirming and empowering is that? Yeah, they're sharing their faith. They're sharing their God experience. They're sharing what they're filled with. To share faith is really that simple. We just make it hard. It's as simple as sharing God here in Scripture, in the Mass, in the sacraments. Random acts of kindness. Two people sincerely reconciled. The young couple who support one another in their grieving. All of these forms of sharing faith. God experiences. If you will, their visitations. Father Donnell Neary, he suggests that we all need visitations in our faith lives. We do not go with God or to God on our own. He says faith is personal, but not private. Well said. And as I reflected on his suggestion, I was struck with a rather random thought. Yeah, and I know most of you that know me, think, imagine that. Mark with a random thought. But what if everyone, including Jesus himself, kept their faith, their God experience, to themselves, as if it was their own, private? It's a crazy thought, I know. It's ridiculous. Then how ridiculous, friends, that we even hesitate to express our faith, our God experiences to others. Most especially when we sense that urge. You've all had it, I know you have. I definitely have, and I suggest that in part it's sinful to keep it private. So, yes, finally, my Christmas wish for us is twofold. First, a heightened awareness and profound joy for the intimate visitation we receive here at the altar. A body prepared for us. Merry Christmas. Secondly, and similar, a clearer perspective for us on his very presence in the sacrament of the ones sitting next to us. In our neighbor. I'm thinking perhaps for all of us, these next days of family gathering with family and friends, what an opportunity for us to perhaps look a little closer and try and notice Jesus in someone we never thought to look for him. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Grant us, Lord, that this Christmas, the grace and intuition of Elizabeth, who recognized your presence, and just as she cried, "How does this happen to me?" surprise us with your presence. Might we too be made to consider, "How does this happen to me that the Lord would come to me?" Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. And I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We have been created in the image of God, and so we dare to call upon our Father with our needs and the needs of those around us.
That the people of the church across all nations might be a symbol of faithfulness, truth, and hope. That Christ's presence would be manifest, both in word and deed, bearing the true meaning of Christmas. We pray, Lord, hear our prayer. For world leaders, that those who are Christian would step forward, stand firm in defense of godly values, and lead their neighbors to policies that bring peace and promote justice for the vulnerable and persecuted. We pray, Lord, hear our prayer, that our nation would be rid of the disabling effects of hostility and prejudice that discourage means for unity, both in government and in our neighborhoods. We pray, Lord, hear our prayer, for healing and new hope for the sick, the injured, and those facing serious health issues. For those who mourn, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. That all who travel to Christmas gatherings would be safe, that we and all Christians will be bold in proclaiming our faith, sharing with others how prayer and Christ affect our lives. We pray, Lord, hear our prayer. For our students of all ages on break from local schools and college, that they be happy and safe, that our care will refresh their will to be Christian examples to the world, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. That those who've died may celebrate being in the presence of Christ in all of his glory, including Jean Lytle Jackman and Mackenzie Guilford. We pray, Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you bless Mary and Elizabeth who trusted in you and answered your call. Bless us as we lift our voices to heaven with these prayers through Christ our Lord.
Our preparation song is 705.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen. Gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, so strong and bright. Gentle mother, peaceful dawn, teach us wisdom, teach us love. You were chosen by the Father. You were chosen for the Son. You were chosen from all women, and for woman, shining one. Gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, so strong and bright. Gentle mother, peaceful dove, teach us wisdom, teach us love. Blessed are you among women. Blessed in turn all women too. Blessed they with peaceful spirits. Blessed they with gentle gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, so strong and bright. Gentle mother, peaceful dove, teach us wisdom, wisdom. Teach us love.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he might may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes. comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nursed by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Daniel, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, to whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us share a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace, O grant us your peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws ever near, so we may press forward all the more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's Nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. We look forward to seeing everyone either 5, 7, or midnight for Christmas Eve, or 9 a.m. on Christmas Day. And of course, if you're traveling to be with family elsewhere, we wish you and pray for safe travels for you. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia. Alleluia. Hurry, the Lord is near. Sound the trumpet, the Lord is near. Hurry, the Lord is near. See, he comes to save us all. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia. Alleluia. Hurry, the is near. Earth has longed for his approach. Hurry, the Lord is near. Straighten the road, smooth the path. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia. Alleluia. Hurry, the Lord is near. Go out to meet him, shout his name. Hurry, the Lord is near. His mighty kingdom shall never end. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia. Hurry, the Lord is near. Alleluia.